How do we find the truth when we are two and we find ourselves confronted with the big lose-lose? Now, Prince could talk about these big issues that are the only things for us to talk about right now, the ones that are suppressed, the truth of our essentialness, what we come here with, the truth, love, freedom, caring for one another, asking what unifies us as a global humanity. Prince was able to go to the heart of the dilemma of our being trapped subjects under class, because he'd freed himself from both material and psychic insecurity. His gifts allowed him to possess an authentic allegiance, and so an authentic intelligence. And an independent thought process produces the same result in answer to the question, why are we still not free? He was completely aware that he owed no state for them, these gifts, and that to keep them, he must remain true to their source, universal energy, universal love, the eternal. That the state comes down on your ass for that is a problem that's only solved when we have each other's back. Once you consciously possess your authenticness, your true self, you will not, as Alice said, relinquish it. As to how it is that he never lost his true self, Alice replies simply, benign fate. Most of us are not so fortunate. Most of us get stuck early in the big lose-lose. To the child who arrives and does not see his or her body's truth reflected in the world around her, a profound fear, we've said, begins to settle into him. What is true and what isn't? If expressing my true feelings causes my parents to turn away from me, I'm lost. And if my parents succeed in forcing me to suppress my true feelings, then I am lost. The child can't move. His feelings and thoughts are frozen. For whatever she chooses, she loses. Or so it seems, loses either the love of the false world constructed around him or loses his place in eternity, his true connections and sources of power, and ultimately her unique gifts. Here then is the original for all the subsequent lose-lose scenarios the power guys so love to construct. We fear, as infants, the isolation imposed on us when we are awake, i.e., still in possession of our original selves, and are forced implicitly to choose society or truth. Having such a false choice imposed on us as 2 or 3-year-olds almost always results in our choosing, quote unquote, our fellows, likewise trapped, and then our lives long reliving repeatedly, unconsciously, that moment when, as infants, we saw unconsciously that to be our true selves would mean being all alone. Yet, when we see a prince, we want what he has. And both Alice and my own experience with the attempt suggest that though our original selves may be lost, together with the circumstances that we'll craft together here, which include facing how our true selves were lost in the first place, they can be refound and integrated into our personalities. If we take a snapshot of ourselves at age 3, a snapshot of our beginnings under class, so we may examine one among us who stands for all. One balanced on the edge of our common dilemma, about to fall. Fall away from her questions. Fall away from her quest. Fall away from her mission for when she comes amongst us. A mission she needs no help or encouragement from us to accept. She just needs to be left alone with it and to know that she's loved and wanted and honored for what she's come to bring to us. That is, she needs to feel secure in her knowing that up is up, that children are loved, that we all have enough when we share what we got. If we see her dilemma backed into confusion, can we cry for ourselves when we were infants? We'll call her Minnie Miller, for that is her name. There is a hashtag in front of it. Her mother is Jamila and writes for us about her daughter so that we can consider the matter collectively. My gratitude to her for so doing. I'd picked up the September 2016 edition of Ebony, hoping to see some mention of Prince. I did not. Flipping through pages and pages of beautiful people, beautifully dressed, each one looking more well put together than the next, my eyes got stuck on just one. Beautiful, beautifully dressed person who did not wear that look of sassy self-assurance. No, she looked rather utterly lost. She's got that look, that lost look you can see on so many 2 and 3 year old faces. You could see the why slowly fading into a woolen, muffled, incipient resignation. I assumed she was a model illustrating the article, which was called The School Problem by Jamila Lemieux. But no, she was the author's 3 year old daughter. Miss Lemieux writes, quote, I chose the preschool Minnie Miller attends because I wanted my daughter to learn in a space that affirms the cultural awareness and love of her community that she gets from her family. I'm stuck on that as I read it because, I mean, she's talking about emotions that her child must have, thoughts that her child must have, love for her community. What if her community doesn't love her? You see what I'm getting at here? That unless we allow our children to experience the world on their own terms and form their own thoughts, their own impressions, trust their own feelings, then unconsciously they are lost. They are asking, what am I here for? You've done it all. You've thought through the whole thing. And I'm just here to be a robot and dutifully regurgitate what you're telling me to say. Continuing, it's critical, says Miss Lemieux, that her academic environment reflect the values we want her to have. Alas, three-year-olds become third graders in the blink of an eye, and my former partner and I are just months away from having to make serious decisions about the future of her education. I've no interest in bleeding my pockets for a private elementary school unless we were able to find one that manages to combine the culturally specific approach to education she's getting now as a preschooler with rigorous academics, and for that much money, all the extracurricular programs, tutoring resources one could ever dream of, in addition to transportation, good lunches, perhaps a pony. Private school turns me off for another reason besides its cost. I don't want Minnie Miller to be a chocolate chip in a sea of vanilla. She can choose a traditionally white institution for college if she pleases. And then in parentheses, she says, yeah, right, she's going to Howard, just like mommy. But I don't want my child to feel she must explain or defend her humanity to white peers or instructors. And I comment, no, just to her mother. She continues, the sanctity of black spaces has meant so much to me. And I comment, except her daughter's black space. Continuing, and I want her to have the same relative protection they bring, especially during these turbulent political times. Turbulence I saw on her daughter's face. And it was a place she needed to be alone with to sort out. When will we have that conversation about safe spaces for 2 and 3 year olds?